Deere. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Is just now reconvening. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. So will lawmakers there follow the Senate suit approving a spending bill to fund the government through February 8th?
I'm glad the leader thinks the government should not shut down over the president's demand for a wall.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, but Congressman Mark Meadows says Republicans should not abandon the president's push for $5 billion in wall funding.
If we're not going to fight now, when are we going to fight? Are we suggesting that when the Democrats have control in February, that somehow our position is going to improve?
Well, the president has not said yet if he would sign the spending bill if the House approves it. Some of the president's fellow Republicans are upset at his decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria.
If this stands, we in this Congress and we as a nation are going to be dealing with the consequences of it for years to come.
Senator Marco Rubio calls it a catastrophic blunder, joining a bipartisan group signing a letter urging the president to reconsider, which may be a tall order. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump says getting out of Syria is no surprise, tweeting he campaigned on it and that it's time to come home and rebuild.
We're knocking the hell out of ISIS. We'll be coming out of Syria like very soon. Let the other people take care of it now.
The president also tweeting, does the USA want to be the policemen of the Middle East, getting nothing but spending precious lives and trillions of dollars protecting others who, in almost all cases, do not appreciate what we are doing. He also wrote, do we want to be there forever? Dave.
Rachel, the president will sign the farm bill later today. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says a big part of it reforms the food stamp program.
We're hoping to facilitate people back into the workplace. During the Great Recession, obviously, Americans are generous. They're compassionate. We had waivers.
He's proposing enforcing work requirements on food stamp recipients. Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow says she'll fight what she calls unjustified changes to take food away from families. This is Fox News.
When you buy a new Ford F-Series truck during our holiday sales event, you're not just buying a truck. You're sending a message to the world that says, yeah, I can help. Because now you're the friend with the Ford truck. You'll move coworkers, haul lumber, and build everything from tree houses to serenity sheds. Now you're the one everyone counts on, and you wouldn't have it any other way. Ford F-Series, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
And now, for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150. Excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
The drone drama is still playing out in London. The small aircraft spotted in the sky have grounded flights since last night at Britain's second busiest airport, Gatwick, delaying or canceling trips for thousands of holiday travelers.
Police have also told us that they have 20 or so officers out and about around the airfield trying to find the perpetrator, and told us that as far as they believe, this is a deliberate act.
Sky News' Lorna Shattuck. Some travel here in the U.S. before Christmas could be dicey tonight into tomorrow because of the weather. Severe thunderstorms across the southeast and heavy rain with possible flooding could affect areas from the mid-Atlantic to the northeast. Regardless of the weather, there are some airports that already can be difficult.
The list of America's most stressful airports has been released. Congratulations, LaGuardia. An $8 billion renovation plan is putting the airport on top of the list of most avoidable hubs for travelers. In fact, all three major airports in the New York City area made the top 10. Norfolk, Charleston, Greater Rochester, New York, and Philadelphia International round out the top five for most stressful airport experiences, according to Insure My Trip. Count your blessings if you're traveling through the Salt Lake City International Airport, Seattle, Tacoma, or Oregon's Portland International Airports this Christmas. They've been deemed the least stressful. Safe travels. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Three astronauts, an American, a European, and a Russian, have ended a more than six-month-long trip that was out of this world.
The Russian Mission Control Center have now confirmed that they have a visual on the vehicle. It has landed in a vertical position. It is upright.
Well, the call on NASA TV as they landed in Kazakhstan, returning from the International Space Station. On Wall Street, stock futures, which were higher earlier, are now lower, suggesting there may be even more selling at the opening bell later this hour. The Dow was down 352 points yesterday, hitting a new low for the year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 30-year-old UPS employee Smooth Rivers, a Champaign man on probation for a 2017 crime, was released from the county jail Monday after being charged with stealing packages at the North Lincoln Avenue facility. On December 13th, United Postal Service managers said Rivers took a package into the men's restroom and opened it. The Champaign School District and the city have agreed on two projects to upgrade Southside Elementary School and McKinley Field, which will be converted into a track and football field. The field house will be expanded with more parking. The Decatur-Macon County Opportunities Corporation is offering free Uber and Lyft rides to low-income seniors 65 and older who aren't able to drive themselves to doctor's appointments or pick up prescriptions at the pharmacy. Seniors who qualify can call a company called Go-Go Grandparent to request a ride. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
On Champaign.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
There's a 40% chance of precipitation later on this morning. We've got a high 48 expected. Temperatures dropping right around the freezing point, meaning the precipitation chance this evening could be rain into snow. Snow tomorrow morning could occur. We've got a high 36 expected. 26 are low on Friday night with partly cloudy conditions. Make way for some sunshine on Saturday and Sunday as we get up towards 40 by day and down into the mid-20s at night. Should we be looking at Christmas Eve, Christmas Day?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay, we've got a high around 39 Christmas Day.
Well,
Christmas Eve, we're looking like a high 39, low 28.
Nothing wrong with that.
Chance of precipitation or snow on Tuesday night. So, Christmas Eve, an evening,
so
I guess I should say.
What does it mean that we're going to Asia? Stevie J travel group trip. We're going to get to Shanghai. It's going to be about 40. Nagasaki, 40.
Mm-hmm.
Busan,
not like here, then.
Yeah. Busan, South Korea, 46. Hong Kong, 70. Vietnam, 80, 90. And then we get warm. So we dress in layers early.
Right.
And then shorts later.
Uh-huh.
Singapore, by 85. But I'm so excited because I'm going to miss weeks of January. Does that mean I'm snowbirding on you?
Huh.
Does it mean that I'm going to be one of those smart people?
Exactly.
What does it mean that I'm not going to miss scraping?
And let's hope that it doesn't happen like when you went to Australia for a few weeks.
Didn't
that
we
had
yeah.
way below
listen,
zero, like 14 below zero.
And just so you know, I am not one of those that takes glee in that, okay? Because you talk to people that are vacationing and they'll say, what's your temperature?
Uh-huh.
I'm not one of those.
Okay, good.
Because you're my guy.
Yeah, don't rub it in.
No.
I'm sorry you couldn't be here, but
no,
yeah. Let's not talk about it.
I do not take glee in that. So just so you know. All right, would you like to win a Cardinal calendar? You'll have to call me. I got to hear your melodious voice. Chris over at Busey said I was your first guy.
Oh, really?
Good guy over there.
Mm-hmm.
Talent has been in productions and stuff at the Virginia, Chris.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I've seen him at St. Thomas and Philo.
He's a good man there, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Busey.
I agree.
All right, 359-2255. You call in, you say, gosh, I'm so excited to get this Cardinal calendar. That's all you have to do, and this will be probably it. This is our last round of it. Because you want to get these and have that stocking stuffer. And they're beautiful. Yeah, I'm jacked because I've got Paul Goldschmidt. I'd like to get somebody else. I believe I will. Like a reliever probably. Not going to be. That was your big one. And it was a good one. Hit one of the best players in baseball. I'll be wearing number 46 for the St. Louis Cardinals. So that's very exciting. And as the Cub fan said the other day, oh, good, the Cubs will beat a better Cardinal team. So there you have that. We begin with Kelly. How are you, Kelly?
Doing fine.
Cardinal fan?
You bet.
Let's go! What do you think? We're better off than we were without Goldschmidt, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I'd like to see one more. I would probably spend it and go nuts and get Harper. That's just.
You got it. Otherwise, you're going to sit there in the fall and you're going to wish that you bought him.
Yeah, and I just think you sell so many tickets over the next 10 years because of him. Now, if he gets hurt and he doesn't, then you, of course, then again, if you have $5 billion, what does it matter? Those guys are so.
That makes any difference, does it?
Yeah. Kelly, you enjoy your calendar, my friend.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Brian.
Yes, sir.
Cardinal calendar for you, my friend.
You got it.
What do I?
I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited for you. Any tips if I talk to John Mozeliak as to who else to sign for you, Brian?
Oh, I'd love to see us get Harper.
Yeah, me too. And it's not our money, so what do we care?
Harper Machado, I mean, you've been talking about him.
Yeah, let's go. Right, let's go. And then
we just need him.
And then I'll have you
the bat.
I'll have you do the national anthem via guitar down there in center stage, baby. That's what you'll do.
Yeah, there you go. Jimi Hendrix style.
You'll be picking it out, man. It'll be awesome. Hey, listen.
All right, thanks, Steve.
You bet. Enjoy, my friend. Thank you. Tony.
Hey, Stevie, how are you?
One of my best friends from Rio Grande Franklin Travel. How are you?
I'm doing well.
And
I'm doing very well.
Is your family, Merry Christmas to your Cardinal fans and your family?
Yes, there are Cardinal fans in my family, that's why I'm calling.
I want you to have one, and I'm so happy to hear your voice, and I want to see you when you come pick this up. But Toni Smith is one of the best when it comes to travel. She's awesome.
You're awesome.
All right, well, then I'll see you when you're here, but enjoy your calendar. Have a great Christmas and New Year, Tony.
Okay. Have a good trip.
You too. Thank you. It's Toni Smith who helped me so many, along with the Rio Grande Franklin Trail. Just, I've worked with them for years and years and years. So fun. So fun to work with them over the years. That was Toni Smith. All right. It's Keith. How are you?
Good morning, CJ. What's up?
I got you covered, my friend.
Good. Thank you very much.
Cardinal fan?
Oh, yeah. Lifelong.
What are you thinking for the 2019 year? We're projected at 86 wins. Would it place us? Cubs are projected at only 88 at this minute, but it'd be still second place and in the top wild card. I saw some projection, but what do they know?
Yeah, I think Goldie, and to give us a couple of relief pitchers, I think we're in there.
And I think Dexter Fowler's going to go up 100 points on his batting average. That's my hope.
Yeah, you really think that?
Well, I'm hoping that. I don't know. He was 178, one of the worst, but apparently he's pretty jacked. And I don't know. I'm hoping because about June, Keith, if he's hitting 178, he can't play for me. That's it.
I agree. That's when we got to eat that big salary.
You got to get her done. Hey, buddy, thanks for listening. Enjoy your Cardinal calendar.
All right, thanks a lot.
You betcha. All right, maybe a couple more, maybe. Bradley?
Hello, good morning.
Got your Cardinal calendar, my friend.
I appreciate it, Stevie. Thank you very much.
And the Cardinals are going to finish where next year? Are going to win the division? Going to get the wild card, be wild card contenders? What are you thinking?
I think they're a wild card at this point, but they need to make a couple moves to win the division.
Thank you. We're on the same page. We're not there yet.
No, I don't think so. Not yet. Relief pitching, and I'd like to see a right fielder.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going with Dexter at least early for 49 million reasons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Or unless they're pumping him up to increase his trade value, maybe. I don't know.
Well, let me know if you find anybody that'll pick that up, because right now,
I agree.
I think the Cardinals would have to eat about 48.5 of that right now, because you're not going to get
anybody. Probably so.
Thank you, Bradley. Enjoy your Cardinal calendar, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, dude.
Merry Christmas to you, buddy. Okay, Eric?
Yes?
You win a Cardinal calendar, buddy.
Great. Thank you, Stevie.
Thank you very much. You enjoy this, and go Cardinals and Caravan the 18th from Missouri Farm Bureau. That'll be at the I Hotel and Conference Center at noon if you can come by.
I got two little kiddos that might come with me.
Come on. Let's go. Justin Red. Eric, thanks, buddy.
That's right. Thank you.
We doing one more? We got one more. Okay. Becky?
Yes.
You're my final Cardinal calendar winner.
Oh, great. That'd be awesome. It's for my son. He's the ultimate Cardinal fan.
How old is he?
Oh, he's 29.
Just always your little boy, though.
Yeah, he's always, they're always your little kids.
You sound good, Becky. You don't sound like you could have a 29-year-old. I got you pegged at about 35, which is impossible. So.
Well, thank you.
Just enjoy the calendar.
I'm towards... young.
Well, good for you. And you enjoy this, and I really appreciate you listening.
Thanks, Stevie J.
Thank you, betcha, Becky. Appreciate you. Okay. One more. Oh, line two? Who's this? No, they hung up.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we got... Oh, we had him. Brian already won.
Okay, good.
Okay. Jennifer Busey and... Tony, I was talking about Tony, Jennifer Busey over at Rio Grande Franklin Travel. They along with Bill Owen,
yeah,
organized all our cruises with listeners.
Awesome people.
So we're taking another cruise with some listeners coming up to Asia, as I've mentioned, and all excited about that. But I'll be chiming in daily, so don't miss our reports live from a long way away. I mean, a long way. Well, how far is it from?
Let's just hope the internet works right over there. I mean, that's been a factor.
I heard Asia and internet are really strong.
Okay.
So we'll see, won't we?
Keeping my fingers crossed.
Let's check your sports headlines.
Illinois football, 11 players have signed. I think I heard hasn't been this good since 2007-2008.
Well, but Lumby said this is a classic.
I want to say number 7 in the Big Ten.
Said it could change the future of Illinois football. Mm-hmm. So he's pretty fired up. Mm-hmm. It's not a big class. Usually you get 20, 23.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 11 really good ones. They think they'll sign 5 more. Jeremy Warner, complete recap on his show in the next hour. So stand by if you really want to know, because Diane and I kind of guessing here.
Yeah. Well.
Because I don't know.
And then the letters of intent could come in until Friday, really. So we could hear more good news. The tennis schedule for 2019 is set. Recruitment on the women's golf side. We welcome Lauren Ney from Naperville. We also had our baseball team ranked number 34. Illinois and Missouri, the bragging rights game at 7 o'clock on Saturday. I saw a D. Brown, Darren Williams picture of that Missouri game. And it's just so wild to see those guys in that younger chapter of life.
Johnny took us down to that, and because I don't think I've ever been to a Border War game until that year, 2004.
What a blast.
Well, Missouri was good, and we won the game. We were undefeated, of course. We had that 29 in a row, but I think it was like 10. I mean, it was close. I mean, we were up 6, 8, 4, 8, 10. I mean, we won by like 10, but that was a really good one. Back in the day.
Just a great atmosphere with the Illini fans and the Missouri fans in the house. Toronto over the Pacers, 99-96. Brooklyn Nets over the Bulls, 96-93. NHL action tonight. St. Louis Blues are in Vancouver and the Blackhawks are in Dallas.
There's always electricity. Not only is it a great rivalry, but there's alcohol.
Yeah.
And there's no question it's a different feel. Because, you know, aren't they all like 8 o'clock, 6
right.
o'clock? The later it is, they've had all day and they're, you know, off or whatever they're doing. And so you've got, you know, generally you don't have alcohol at basketball at State Farm Center, but you do here. I imagine the suites probably do, but generally speaking, you go down to the Border War game, there's alcohol flowing and the people are a little looser.
That's right.
Check your weather.
We've got a high 48, 33-hour low tonight, 50% chance of precipitation today and into the evening. It could turn to snow. Morning snow showers could come our way tomorrow, high 36. Then decrease in the clouds, low 26 Friday night. Sunshine both Saturday and Sunday, high near 40, down to around 28 in the evening. Right now the temperature's at 44, ESPN 93.
I think that flying Illini team, I think we were down 49-30 and won.
Right.
Kenny Battle. You say Kenny, I say Battle.
Kenny.
Battle.
Kenny.
Oh, it was fun. We're back in a moment. 359-2255. If you want to chime in on text this morning, feel free. It's 820 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, more people were filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims increased by 8,000. Though at 214,000, the number is still consistent with a healthy job market. Economists were expecting an even larger number of new claims. Marlboro's parent company, Altria Group, is making a significant investment in Juul Labs, the vaping company. It will spend nearly $13 billion and says its goal is to switch adult smokers to vaping to improve their lives. Altria says Juul will remain an independent company. Pollo Tropical and Taco Cabana restaurants are being closed in Georgia and Florida. Parent company Fiesta Restaurant Group says it's taking the action as it updates the chain. The company wants to rebrand Pollo Tropical and expand it. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
You want to text in 359-2255. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. We have some text here.
Yes, we do. One that says, thank you for the Cardinal calendar. Colleen is a Cubs fan, and she's not holding it against me. She's amazing. Another person said, you will get your quarterback, Isaiah Williams, is coming.
Well, I've seen a video of him, and if anybody remembers Antoine Randle L., that's what Jeremy Warner says. Indiana quarterback,
okay.
Very athletic, not a very big guy, but maybe one of those guys you want with the ball in his hands kind of thing. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe Rod Smith has something where MJ's in there, MJ Rivers, and this, what's the guy's name again? It's coming. What'd Ted say, the quarterback?
Oh, Isaiah Williams.
Isaiah. He's a big-time athlete. I mean, the guy's, his numbers are crazy. Okay, another one?
And then the last one for Brian. Check out GoFundMe. We the people will fund the wall.
Yeah, I've been doing the math on this. If 60 million people voted for Donald Trump and everybody gave $20, I think it's, I'm trying to read the number. I think it's still, I can't read the number. Let's see, 200,000, 200 million. 1.2 billion is all I got. Everybody gave $20 and voted for Donald Trump. It's only $1.2 billion. He's trying for $25
billion. Right.
So I think you could raise millions doing that, but that's probably not going to be it. But as I suggested, the brilliant political play, they put this off, by the way. There's a continuing resolution, just like we talked about on Wednesday, that they're just going to kick it down the road till February, and then we'll be right back where we were. And politically, the Democrats cannot give anything that pertains to a wall because that's too big of a political victory for Donald Trump. Told you I'd build a wall. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, that. The left would go nuts. So what you do is you get what you get, and you say, we have strategies where this will do it. We're building the wall. Thank you, Chuck. And just claim victory. And then they'll go on and say, he's crazy. He's not true. That sounds like he's lying. But what, you don't want border security? The ridiculous nature of the story is that every single Democrat, every single one of them voted for this 5 years ago. Every one of them. But now that Donald Trump wants it, it's a political victory. It's just political. They all voted for it 5 years ago, and they all can't possibly do it now because of the political ramifications. We've got to get rid of Donald Trump. It's all part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as border security and fencing rule or whatever you want to call it, you can't say the W word, wall.
Right.
Because that's Donald Trump.
Just keep saying immigration reform or border patrol.
Yeah. And then Sarah Huckabee Sanders in the press briefing room, because Mexico will pay for it. Well, the new NAFTA, the new deal between Canada, Mexico, and the United States, saves enough money to cover the wall. So they're claiming victory on that. Well, it wasn't direct, but see, we saved that much, and so they kind of are.
Okay.
And everyone's, oh, you can't do that.
Okay.
But the new deal saves you the money you'd pay for the wall. It saves because you have a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to see anything good get credit because 2020 is on the horizon, and we must get rid of James Comey says, whatever you do, we have to get rid of Trump. He was ahead of my FBI. Yeah, don't want to be Parson now, do we?
That's right.
Okay, 828-359-2255. If you would like to text in on this Thursday the 20th, it is spinning quickly. Today, tomorrow, your hot tip, get her done.
Yeah.
Because
the week. Assess the presence.
Yeah.
See what you need to do.
Although I was in the Savoy Post Office yesterday, and they said, you know, our busy thing's dying down.
Okay.
Because it was really, really, really busy in the last 10 days.
Yeah, 12 to 18 is really your window of time of get it in there.
Otherwise, if you're going to mail, it probably won't get there.
Right.
Right. So, how many millions of pieces of mail does Champaign-Urbana and Savoy handle? A lot. It's and sometimes you're in line. I was in line a bit, not very long.
Mm-hmm.
But just go in there expecting that.
That's right.
And it could be surpass your expectations.
That's right.
829-359-2255. Back with the news next.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The House today takes up a short-term spending bill to avoid a government shutdown Saturday. It passed the Senate last night.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
Shutting down the government over Christmas is a terrible idea.
The bill does not include President Trump's request for $5 billion in border wall funding. Mark Meadows, chairman of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, called on the president to reject the legislation.
If you veto this bill, we'll be there.
Even if it makes it to the Oval Office, there's no guarantee the president will sign it.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Two drones spotted flying nearby has Gatwick Airport in London shut down. Christopher Lister's flight was diverted.
We essentially spent 12 hours on the plane. We eventually got off at 6 o'clock this morning, and I'm still in the middle of my journey home, so I'm not quite made it.
Police say there are no signs the drone flights are related to terrorism, but they do appear to have been conducted near the airport deliberately. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Danville police are seeking help in finding a woman who robbed the Midwest American Credit Union on Gilbert Street Tuesday at 3:59 p.m. while claiming to be armed and wearing a disguise. Call Vermilion County Crime Stoppers at 217-446-8477. Champaign County Finance Committee Chairman Jim Goss confirmed Wednesday the board has approved another $2.7 million for a nursing home. Goss said the 2018 sale won't close this calendar year and needed to be incorporated into the 2019 budget. Minority and women-owned businesses will soon have the chance to earn certification through the city. The Champaign Diversity Advancement Program begins next week. Businesses will need to RSVP for the event on Friday, December 28th by calling the Office of Equity, Community, and Human Rights at 217-403-8830. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
This is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
40% chance of precipitation for us. Today's high 48, 33 our low tonight, meaning the precipitation could be snow overnight and into tomorrow morning. High 36 expected tomorrow, down to 26 Friday night, partly cloudy by then. And we've got sunshine in the forecast for Saturday and Sunday at this point. High 40, low 24, up to around 40 for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We're expecting some precipitation, maybe a chance of snow on Tuesday night with a low 29. ESPN 93.5, we're at 44.
iHotel Conference Center, Houlihan's Restaurant, and Starbucks. Could you Google Starbucks? I think they have a $3 crazy special at 3 p.m. today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heard that on Fox and Friends this morning, but it's like a $3 mocha or something, which sounds expensive every time you say mocha. I mean, isn't like the fancy coffee $7 now? I mean, it's crazy.
It does get up there.
It's too expensive, but I do like my Starbucks.
$3 holiday beverage. On Thursday.
Oh, that's today. It's beginning at 3 o'clock, so it's a reason to go see everybody, Sam and the great people. Houlihan's is got it going on. We had hors d'oeuvres here the other night. Man, those nachos are delicious.
Yes, they are.
What else do we have? They had,
and I get the lettuce leaves, and you put the chai chicken on top.
Yeah, you cannot beat a big old salad. I like the wedge and the steak salad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I've had their burgers. I've had the turkey clubs. And so anyway, I like going to Houlihan's.
Wonderful soups and terrific deals. The Happy App deals are today if you want to tap into that. And they also have great drink specials on Tuesdays. I know it's half price bottles of wine. They got the martinis on Thursdays and Long Islands on Friday. I haven't had a better Long Island in our area except for at Houlihan's. So I love Tony as a bartender. In any case, if you want to go by, watch a game, meet some friends, it's the perfect place to gather. It's classy. It's right there at First and St. Mary.
Houlihan's Restaurant, part of the iHotel and Conference Center. What does it say about me? I've never had it. What did you say?
Long Island iced tea.
No idea what that is.
Wow. There's a lot of booze in it. You probably should stay away from it.
So it's
there's
not just five, iced tea.
There's five white liquors in that.
Okay.
Remember it from my bartending days at the office in downtown Urbana.
Don't think I could probably handle that one. Okay, 8:37. We had Matthew McKinney on. He was from Urbana Police. He's our law enforcement official for January. Getting a head start on that because of the busy holiday time. And Matthew was in, and I asked him how his family was. Maybe you ask the family and how they kind of supported him and his wife.
Yeah, my wife's amazing. She's the best, and she understands. And, you know, it's a difficult world to kind of put yourself in for us officers and the families. I mean, you get around these holiday times, and You know, I'm working Christmas this year, and I think this is the second or third time in a row, but it's just one of those things that you kind of have an understanding for, and you, you know, it's going to be a part of it.
Work around it. You just have another moment, hours when you celebrate it.
Exactly. Okay. And my wife's always been on board. She's always been super supportive, and, you know, I'll go home today and sleep, and I know that she's going to let me get my rest in because I got to go back, and it's just one of those things that when I signed up, she was kind of prepared for it too, and she's
real
been great about it.
Right.
That's exactly what's the marriage. That's what it is.
Yeah. Matthew McKinney, great guy.
I remember at the beginning of my career, we're working the holidays every time for years. Mm. So I really appreciate those who do work on the holiday.
Yeah.
And, you know, your time will come, and you just make arrangements at other times.
But, boy, radio has really changed in that regard.
Oh, I know
you don't
that.
You can make it sound like you're there and you're not.
Uh-huh.
With something we call voice tracking.
Exactly.
And so the whole thing of our industry has certainly changed a lot in 40 years.
Uh-huh.
All right, it's 8:39. Again, we gave out Cardinal calendars. I talked to Gene Cossey last hour, executive director of Willard, flycmi.com. You can go to Charlotte, North Carolina now as of this morning. Wheels are up on a full flight at 5:43. American Airlines headed to Charlotte opens up the entire eastern seaboard. They're the second largest American hub. I presume O'Hare is number one. Charlotte is number two. So you can go anywhere from Charlotte. And then, of course, we dreamed about Denver and what it would take to get. And then I said, well, how much? And, you know, maybe Stevie J could promise, you know, 10,000 seats sold.
Yeah, I remember Gene saying something about a fat wallet.
Yeah, so I could do that, but then it might be kind of like Michael Scott in The Office. I don't know if you've ever seen The Office, but in third grade, he meets some kids and promises to pay for their college tuition. And, of course, when it's time for them to graduate, they have a big celebration. He comes back. He has zero money, and he offers them laptop batteries, and that's it. And they're just screaming at him. But I'd be like that. I'd offer Willard keychains instead of seats.
There you go.
And if I could afford the keychains. Anyway, so, you know, I think it's exciting that we can go east. We already can go to Dallas. And I think that's cool.
Uh-huh.
So you can fly, and I've done Dallas in a day. You can actually do that. I went down for business, came right back same day. So it's kind of like your mini charter.
Yeah. And when you figure in, if you were to go to O'Hare, all the traffic, all the pay tolls, all the parking fees.
No, listen, it is.
It's just better out of Willard.
At the very least, you price it. And then factor in $100 for parking and $100 for hassle.
Uh-huh.
Because if it's out of Willard at $480 and you can get it for $320 at O'Hare.
Uh-huh.
I mean, man, it's so much easier
just
here.
Just take the small hit.
We've gone to Europe through CMI.
Yeah.
And once you pass security at Willard, you're done.
Whenever we have our European exchange students, they come on down.
It's just, it is so much easier. So we're big proponents if you can afford it.
That's right.
And a lot of times you'll be really surprised, particularly if you can book ahead.
Yeah.
You're going to be real, the number is sometimes, in fact, Johnny flew back in and he was going to go to Midway. And it was $800, and he flew into Willard, and it was $400. It was half.
Is that right?
Why is that?
I don't know. Sometimes you can get some great deals.
Yeah, you just have to price it.
That's right.
All right, 841.
892-8868. Or Illini Smiles in Champaign at 356-3335.
So glad I had braces, but I sure didn't want them. But, man, my teeth were awful.
Mine, too. I had eye teeth. I had to get my expander in the roof of my mouth.
I had the rubber bands going on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And then the headgear.
I'd like to apologize for the rubber bands I shot across the lunchroom at Unity, because I really didn't mean to shoot it.
And then, did you wear your retainer?
I did, okay. Except my bottom teeth got crooked
again.
Yeah,
mine did, too.
But you can fix it anytime you want, but at this point, it's like, okay.
Right.
You can put some hair
on top
of my head,
that.
Too, if you want.
Exactly.
Here you go, 845-359-2255. 5 going to Texas. Here we go.
Right now, the early signing period has 11 players on our UOFI football team, and they're looking pretty good. So trending in Illini Nation is the chatter about 2007 and 08 and how our recruiting team is recruitment is comparable and things are looking good. Also, our Illinois baseball team ranked number 34. We've got a new recruitment on the women's golf team in Lauren A. from Naperville. And the tennis schedule has been set for 2019. Lots of activity today at Illini Nation. And, of course, the Bragg and Rights game Saturday at 7 against Missouri. NBA action last night, Toronto over the Pacers, Brooklyn Nets beat the Bulls. NHL action tonight, St. Louis Blues are at Vancouver, the Blackhawks are at Dallas. Manny Machado, not so sure where he's going to land.
Well, I'm guessing Yankees or Phillies, outside shot White Sox and Harper Phillies, that's my guess. It helps when you have an owner that says, I'm going to be stupid. Because agents tend to flock to stupid. And so they'll be there at the guy's house.
He did visit Chicago White Sox facility, and his brother-in-law, Yonder Alonso, signed with the White Sox last week.
I don't know what that means, because sometimes you don't get along with family.
Right.
I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe, but I just know that if I'm looking at it, if Stevie J is being lured away with $350 million deals, I'm going to go. Now, if the White Sox wants to pay me $400, I love the South Side.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's comparable, I'm going to whoever has a chance to win faster. And you have to say Yankees, number one, Phillies, two, White Sox, three, on how fast you're going to sell a lot of tickets. And they'll be pretty jacked, but you're going to have to outspend everybody if you're the White Sox.
Well, the Phillies are contenders, and he's also touring Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, Machado's already been to New York. He's going to Philadelphia now.
Okay.
So there you go. Good luck to y'all. As long as the Cubs Cardinals aren't involved, hey, I'd like to see him go to the White Sox so they'd jack it up. Be fun for the Southsiders.
Mm-hmm.
8:47.
Some things I like on my holiday list. The aroma of fresh baking. A cool breeze in the air. Friends who meet at Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar to celebrate the season. A casual meal made from scratch before Illini games. Houlihan's inviting ambiance. Friendly service. A Sunday brunch. Parties and events. Distinctive upscale gourmet cuisine. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, south of the State Farm Center, has it all. Click on the Houlihan's tab at stayattheeye.com.
Hi, I'm the forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good today with the milder conditions, but the temperatures will be dropping down to 33 this evening. We get a high near 50 expected today, and the chance of precipitation at 50%. That could be snow in the overnight hours and wee morning hours tomorrow. High 36, low 26. Sunshine by Saturday and Sunday, high near 40, down to around 25 in the evening. 43 and overcast now on ESPN 93.5.
Appointment today.
Okay, so go do your final shopping and wrap them so you don't have the last second stuff and you can enjoy a little bit. But today, tomorrow's the hot tip because I'm guessing, now maybe I'm wrong, Saturday, Sunday, maybe it'll lighten up because people will be done or there'll be last second shopping. It'll be last second shopping, right?
I would think so.
Well, I know every man will be last second shopping.
Yeah.
Because men, and I once didn't start until the 23rd, and I've never done it because it was awful.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty good. I just have to fill in the gaps a little bit. But it's worth doing early. Young Austin Berkland probably hasn't started. Have you?
No comment.
Okay. It's called normal, Austin. It's called normal. Jeremy Warner, on the other hand, is probably all done.
Yeah.
He's a family man.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow. And we're on Christmas Eve as well. So we're wrapping up the year here, folks.
Right.
And I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Asian Peninsula, all over Asia.
Sounds good.
And like the best of Neil Diamond hitting five countries, and I'll bring you some of that on the radio here.
I love it.
It'll be the further, I shouldn't say the first, we broadcast live from New Zealand.
Yeah, we did.
So that's further away than this.
Probably so.
I have to do the mileage thing on that. As the crow
McDonald's
flies.
In New Zealand.
That was a midnight with the kids that had been drinking all night.
Exactly.
A little loud. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. Thank you. Jeremy Warner Show, real good stuff coming up on this recruiting class and more with Austin. Thank you for listening and have a great Thursday.